This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Yeah, Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I am Steve Rosenblum. Good morning. This is Saturday Suckage, the first time broadcast on 104.3 FM. Let's take roll. Find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys... not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby!
Oh my god, this sucks!
Random Bears fan. The late great Terry Moore!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks.
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that's suck.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algon.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach Levine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Damn Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Should have been Cubs closer Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
A.J. Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopat.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck.
Cade Horton.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Morris Sr.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
J.J. McCarthy.
Absolutely sucks.
Matt LaFleur.
They all suck. How about that?
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Tyler Farengold.
I suck, so you all don't have to.
Well, we got through that. We got last week I could not get through that. I stumbled over everything. I had names. I dropped names. Look at that. We got the Suckage roll call. Well, welcome, Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. That number also gets you to our text line, 312-644-6767. 847 texture. AM radio sucked for years. Now, so does FM. That's why we're here. 104.3 FM, the Score. And it was brought about because of the need to get the Wake and Bake Club on the proper frequency. Dude. And we have a Wake and Bake Club special for you. The first Wake and Bake Club broadcast on FM. We'll have that for you later on today. All right, all right, all right. For now, not all right. The Prince of the Play-In Game became Captain Obvious. Why don't you bring us AK?
I think it's being in the middle. That's what we don't want to do. I think we've seen that for the past 4 years, and we want to change that. And at the stage that we're in right now, I think we have to take a look at different combinations of players. And I'm definitely worried about, you know, the so many, you know, new players on the team and how little time we have, you know, for cohesion and get to know each other and all this stuff. But I trust Billy and his staff. They're going to do their best, you know, for the next couple of months to work with this group.
Being in the middle is not good. Glad you finally noticed. Your team has sucked for years. AK's Bulls have sucked since Lonzo Ball got hurt. And AK did nothing to change how they sucked. He has no clue how to generally manage the league in front of him and the team in front of him. And he hasn't for 4 years. It's like he's Lithuanian. Arturas Karnišovas, however you pronounce it, is Lithuanian for Bob Pulford. Inept and inert. Among those traded, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan. It sounds like we're doing the Suckage roll call again. And we kind of are. Anyways, LaVine, DeRozan, Booch, Ball, Caruso, White, Dosunmu. The only first-round pick they got back was their own because they traded half of it away. Last year, with this guy, second-round picks were useless. And now somehow he had a come-to-Jesus talk, and it's all he has are second-round picks. But now, news today is he's got one fewer second-round pick, in case you didn't hear. The Bulls and the Hornets had to amend the Kobe White trade after a physical showed White had a left calf injury and would have to miss time. This is The Athletic reporting this. So the Hornets are now sending 2 second-rounders to the Bulls instead of 3. So for those of you late to this, and which means all of us, the Bulls were knowingly playing an injured Kobe White. They traded a guy who was hurt, and he failed the physical, and now the Bulls lose one of the second round draft picks that apparently was so valuable. And by the way, speaking of second round draft picks, AK, inept and inert, cost the Bulls a second round draft pick because he cheated. He tampered in the Lonzo Ball negotiations. I mean, he's bad at everything. He's bad at cheating. He got caught. He's bad at generally managing. He's in charge. But wait, there's more. Now how much would you pay? Well, you're a schmuck if you'd pay anything. But it wasn't so long ago that AK's team didn't really believe in three-point shots. Everything rolling around DeMar DeRozan and Vooch. There we go. Someone apparently told him or taught him three is worth more than two. Suddenly, second-round picks are so valuable because, well, he kind of soiled the bed with first-round picks. He's been useless with them. See Patrick Williams for details, everybody. Patrick Williams is the worst draft pick AK has made. And he could trade everybody this week except the guy he took fourth overall and then doubled down on with $90 million. Inept and inert, and when he isn't inert, he's years late. Your Bulls general manager, head of basketball operations. The process takes time, AK said. Yeah. You've sucked for years. That's what's taking time. He said they want to build around core guys like Isaac Okoro and Jalen Smith. Said no one ever, except a guy that the Bulls refused to fire. AK says this rebuild is not a rebuild. He wants to call this rebuild a stage. This is the stage where Bulls ownership shows how much it sucks too. Rebuilding wins when you do it right. We've seen that. Tanking, getting a top college player. AK's Bulls have sucked for 4 years because he doesn't know what he's doing. They haven't sucked enough. They haven't sucked the right way, which is so on brand for this guy. Maybe AK doesn't understand the meaning of rebuild. That's why he doesn't want to use the word. We already know he doesn't understand the meaning of the phrase player evaluation. Maybe someone can wake Michael Reinsdorf and show him the six trophies that the franchise won that his stewardship is now disgracing. You know who's to blame, Bulls fans? You are. Bulls fans are to blame. You buy tickets. You buy all the tickets. You continue to buy tickets. You continue to pay the Bulls. Number one rule in life, follow the money. All the money is going to the family Reinsdorf, no matter how much the team sucks. You don't get a discount when they suck. You don't get a discount when they're stupid. You're paying the same amount of money, and you're willing to do it. Yes, dear Bulls fans, you are the problem. There's no reason for the Bulls to change. They have no reason to change their plan to fire AK and Eversley. They have no reason to dump the coach and the roster, no reason at all, because all the tickets get bought. Blackhawks fans made a point about 20 years ago, give or take. They just stopped showing up. And it became even louder when the Red Wings would come in, and the Hawks sucked, and the place would be devoid of Hawks fans, and all the Red Wings fans bought it, you know, yelling Blackhawks suck and cheering for the Red Wings. Hawks management sort of got its act together. Hawks fans spoke with their wallets. That's what Hawks management understood. You better find out if Bulls management understands the same thing. Speak with your cash, Bulls fans. Actually, you are speaking with your cash, now that I think of it, because you're saying we'll take suckage at all levels of the franchise. We'll take suckage and say, thank you, sir. May I have another? Till you stop, they won't. It's that simple. Okay. Had to let that out. Thank you.
So what you're saying is they're right on brand for the show.
They are. Yeah. Bulls fans suck because they're supporting a team that sucks, ownership that sucks, management that sucks, a roster that sucks. Let me tell you what we got planned for this big here show. Coming up this hour, after a break, Brendan Chagrou. He's assistant editor for Bears Wire. That is the USA Today wire of all the local wires. They have all reports from all the local teams. Brendan Chagrou covers the Bears for that part of USA Today. We're gonna talk about edge rusher, defensive tackle, left tackle, all the things that happened with this team. Can you imagine? They went to the award show, and they were part of it for a good reason. I mean, it wasn't too long ago. They were, like last year, they were part of the play of the year, Tyreek Stevenson, and not on the end you want to be. This year, they had the play of the year. How you fix for that, Packers fans? Whiny little Packer fans? Whiny little rectum Packer fans? 1225 Jay Zawoski. Love talking with Jay. There'll be some Hawk talk. There'll be some Olympic hockey talk. I hate that the NHL's stopping the league and going over to the lawn, and God knows who might get hurt there. But Jay's also one of the co-founders of the I'm Fat podcast. Tomorrow's one of the biggest eating days of the year. It's like football Thanksgiving, even though they have football on Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, Super Bowl. There's a variety of ways to go. And I found a Seattle street delicacy that I can't believe exists. It makes me want to vomit. But I've been wrong about what I think Jay will say, so I'm going to ask him, and then we'll get an answer. Okay, I can't hold it in. Tyler, would you eat do you eat hot dogs in the street, like street vendors? You ever been to New York where soubrettes have the carts and then you can get a...
Yes, I do eat the local hot dog vendors, yes.
Okay. In Seattle, when you do that, they put cream cheese on it. How you fix for that, Tyler?
I'm out. I'm out on that.
I'm throwing up at the whole idea. I like cream cheese. I like hot dogs. I don't like them together.
Not a cream cheese fan, Rosie.
Oh, I'm okay with that. It has its places, like usually on a bagel. Not on a hot dog.
Not so on a hot dog, no.
I'll ask Jay that. And there's some other stuff that foodie things. And at 125, Ricky O'Donnell, the writer, editor, associate director of programming for SB Nation. And Ricky writes a lot about the Bulls. And rocket ship Ricky is probably going to go off on the Confederacy of Idiots that is in charge of this franchise. But again, you keep paying your money. They have no reason to change. What'd you stamp sucker on your forehead, Bulls fans? Take a break. When we come back, we will talk some Bears. They're worth talking about. I think Max Crosby's name will come up in a discussion with Brendan Chagrou, assistant editor of the Bears Wire, part of the USA Today network. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Chicago Sports Radio, and we are 104.3 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
There's a lot going on there, just in terms of we had some, you know, injuries going on that you have to overcome. I think that's an area we're going to continue to press and get better. I look forward to Shamar getting back and Dio getting back. I thought Sweat did a good job this year. I think sometimes we get hung up on sacks, and sacks are important. We did get into double digits, but I think his all-around game was good. The way he defended the run, defended the perimeter, as well as applied pressure, was good. But, you know, we need him to continue to get better too. So we'll evaluate everything, but that's always, O-line, D-line is always going to be a space where we want to get better.
Good. Good for you. That's Ryan Poles. Titular Bulls general Bears general manager. No, I don't want to tag him with that. He knows what he's doing because Ben Johnson tells him what he's doing, so he knows what he's doing. The other general manager and the... I don't want to... The rant on the Bulls, there'll be more later, but I don't want to miss this. 630 texter. That intro was so intense that you got my score hostage wife and me arguing about the Bulls. And neither of us follow the Bulls. Thank you for another pleasant Saturday morning, Mr. Sunshine. Hey, I'm a giver, not a taker. I'm a pleaser, not a teaser.
You're bringing people together. What's more to ask?
I did. I unite people in their animosity for me. Welcome. We're 104.3 The Score. We're FM. Let's find out what Brendan Shagru sounds like in High Fidelity FM. Brendan. How are you today? Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Steve. Appreciate being on, and I'm honored to be a part of Saturday Suckage today. So very much appreciate it.
See, we suck so you don't have to, and you they fall off. It just cascades over you as a shield, as a bit of protection for you. Joining me, Brendan Shagru of Bears Wire. He's joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. So this has been quite the year and quite the week for the Bears with all the NFL honors and everything that went on. And I had originally wanted to talk to you about, in your coverage of the Bears and the things you've cited, the defensive line still comes in for discussion. And Max Crosby's name never far away from anybody's rumor mill. And Montez Sweat had kind of the same year Max Crosby did. Same numbers. Crosby played a couple fewer games. If you're looking at them, do you want, and whether it's signing a free agent, making a trade, in other words, bringing in an experienced guy, or drafting somebody, what's more important, the edge or defensive tackle, based on what you saw last year from the Bears, and why?
Well, I think it's all important, but I say, starting with the draft, I would focus on defensive tackle just because I'm very excited about some of the prospects that could be available at number 25 when the Bears pick. I know that mock drafts are an exercise in itself where we're kind of throwing stuff at the wall, especially this early on. But if you believe what some people are starting to say, the Bears could be interested in somebody like Caden McDonald. I think Mel Kiper mocked him recently, the guy from Ohio State who was very talented last year, had a great year. I love the idea of pairing a young playmaker at that position with some of the veterans like Jervon Dexter and Grady Jarrett, and then maybe looking at some of the experienced players at edge, guys like Trey Hendrickson. You mentioned Max Crosby. We'll kind of see how that looks. Maybe another trade for another veteran who could be out there, possibly a cut from somebody who's making a lot of money that won't be on their original team in a few months. So there's a lot of options, but I'd say – at least from the preference, I would look at a young player, defensive tackle, develop them, because that's been a problem for the Bears, especially getting that impact player at one tech or three tech, and then trying to fill in some experience with guys like Montez Sweat, Austin Booker. We'll see what Shamar Turner looks like, because it sounds like they like to play him at edge, and who knows what's really going to happen with Dio Odangbo with coming back from that Achilles injury.
Brendan Shagrew is my guest, Bears Wire, part of the USA Today Wires, and along with it, reporting on every team, and Brennan covers the Bears, and that's what we're talking about here on 104.3 The Score FM. See, you just sound much more, you sound bitching when you say it, Brendan. You want to say it? You want to say it with me? 104.3 The Score FM.
104.3 Score FM.
There you
go. It's great.
Yeah.
I was listening earlier. I usually listen to the AM side, and I just, at this point, I'm like, you know what, let's try FM. And it was a very pleasant experience over the week. So it's great for you guys. I'm very happy that the station made the change.
Yeah, now our demo tapes are going to sound so much better. All the sizzle tapes will be so, will just sound so 104.3 FM. All right, moving right along. The price, not just of Max Crosby's contract or what might be in trade. I don't know. If that's the way they go, and not just signing a free agent, but how much is too much for you?
Well, some reports came out saying that the Raiders want a Micah Parsons-type deal, and that is way too much. I think if you're looking at maybe – I was actually bouncing this off of some other people who cover the NFL – if you maybe pair a 2027 first-round pick with a 2026 second-round pick, that's more palatable. I believe that was like the Quinnen Williams deal that Dallas did with the New York Jets. Maybe something like a pair of twos or something like that. But two ones is very rich. And even then, if you're looking at a first-round pick, I would be more inclined to try and push that out a year if possible. Max Crosby's getting older. He's played so many snaps. I mean, he missed two games this past year. Which probably, as mad as he probably was about it, and he was, it's probably for his benefit because he has so many miles on his body with just how hard and how many snaps he plays. He just doesn't come off the field. He's an impact player, but you got to wonder just when his, maybe not his body, but just his overall production is going to break down. Is that going to be in 2 years, 3 years? If you do make a trade like that, not only trading assets, but you have to just look at how long he can sustain that type of play. So, I just would not be inclined to part with this year's first round pick. If you can find a deal that maybe pairs one of the second round picks and then a later on first, it feels a lot better. But that's why I think maybe another trade could happen. Perhaps the Bears look back at somebody like Jermaine Johnson, who they were interested in at the trade deadline. The Jets wanted a two. Maybe you can get him for cheaper as he enters his fifth year. Or like we talked about, just signing somebody like Trey Hendrickson in free agency, because there's a lot of familiarity there with Dennis Allen, and he's a guy that's been kind of mocked to the Bears as well. So, yeah, you just don't want to sell the farm for somebody like Max Crosby, as good as he is.
My guest is Brendan Shagrew of the Bears Wire, part of the USA Today Network. We're talking Bears here on Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score. And the fate of DJ Moore has been kicked around. Like, what was he doing on the last play? We still don't have an answer. We heard DJ chime in with the same thing that Caleb said, the same thing that Ben Jones, oh, is miscommunication, just miscommunication, which all of it is everybody's BS detector went off. We know they're lying. We don't know why. And at the NFL Honors this week, DJ Moore was, I think it was the Hogan John's podcast saying it, he's coming back. He's going to be in Chicago. That's his plans. That's the way it goes. It's a big number to try to trade, which is what started the whole Crosby thing, just trading salaries for salary. The value of DJ Moore in that room, on that team, on the field, assess it for me, Brendan, and how likely would you be to part with him?
My answer has changed on this over the last couple of weeks, because near the end of the season, I was very convinced that he was going to get moved, that the team would just do whatever it took to shed that salary and get whatever picks and flexibility they could recoup from that. But looking back on it and kind of seeing what he has meant to Caleb Williams, even though he's had some dud games, he's also made two of the biggest plays in recent Bears history, against the Packers in the regular season and then the touchdown in the postseason. He's come up clutch in those, like, gotta have it moments at multiple times. And I just don't know if the Bears are going to be that willing to just shed him for next to nothing. I don't think his value on the trade market is that big. He's making so much money that I don't think a team's going to be willing to part with picks to take that on when they could just sign another veteran wide receiver who was getting 600 to 700 yards. DJ hasn't had a 1,000-yard season now going on 2 years. So I think that with how DJ's talked about, it feels like he wants to stay. He finally has that taste of winning for the first time in 10 years going back to college. I really think that unlocks something in him, knowing how, like, fun and how just special a season can be instead of just focusing on individual stats. You got to also remember, like, the human side of things. DJ's he's a family man. He's a great dad. He's got small kids. I'm sure he doesn't want to, you know, pick up and move again. So I could see the Bears approaching him with a restructure, him actually accepting, even though I know money's very important to him, and staying in Chicago for at least one more year, because there's still some questions around Roma Dunze. He, you know, battling that injury, having drop issues and coming up ineffective at certain times. Luther Burden showed plenty of flashes, but I still think you need a good veteran presence in there. I don't know. I still could see a trade possibly happening, but I'm more convinced that a restructure is going to be the way to go. And DJ is going to be willing to do that to stick around a winning team and a winning culture.
Ben Johnson likes to have all the targets he can. And I don't know how he feels about the possibility of dealing DJ. I believe he's going to set up Luther Burden to be the yak champion. I think he's going to lead the league in yak next season or the one after that. I think there's so much potential for that. And I would love to see it against the Packers just to get back at him for all those kind of receive the Christian Watson-like guys they've had, the Jordy Nelson-like guys. Here's your slant, and I'm going to go 60 yards with it. Neener, neener, neener. So I don't know how married to DJ Moore Ben Johnson is, and yet I think he's the most reliable receiver they have, and Rome is probably the least reliable as far as wide receivers. Do you have any insight into how do you assess what Ben Johnson thinks, other than everybody's got to learn to catch the ball better, and he said that. What do you think? How do you think he rates the reliability of his receivers?
Well, he wants guys who are going to play hard every single play, every single game. And I know that DJ Moore route running issue at the very end of the Rams game is under everybody's microscope, as it should. I mean, it was a poor route. It was a poor play. But you've also heard Ben talk very highly of DJ and praise him for the effort that he puts in. The whole body language situation wasn't nearly as much of a problem this year. I don't think it was at all compared to 2024. So he definitely wants guys who are just going to be willing to contribute, do anything, you know, whether it's away from the ball, run blocking, opening up opportunities for different receivers. And while sometimes it doesn't look pretty, I think DJ has done that. Like, he's been durable as all can be. while getting banged up all year long. I think that plays a huge role in what Ben Johnson's thinking. I certainly know he loves Luther Burden, and you can kind of see how involved he was getting at the end of the season, bringing him along slowly. So there's no doubt, like what you said, he is going to be a major factor of the offense going forward. DJ's probably not going to be that leading target getter, that leading receiver, if he's on the Bears again. But I still think there's a role for somebody who can be dependable and does do the dirty work, even when maybe sometimes perception says otherwise. The biggest issues I think plaguing DJ, Steve, is he's just not a good route runner. Some of the stuff that he made him special early on, kind of that same yak type of play that we're talking about with Luther Burden, he doesn't have the same sort of like shiftiness or speed as he's getting older. So that part of his game is not going to, it's not aging as well as it could be. But again, there's still a place for somebody who does the dirty work and is dependable like DJ. We'll just kind of see how that goes.
They all block really well and willingly. That's it. It's a huge part of the offense and a huge part of the success. And that is something, I don't know how you scout that, you look at it, what's the guy's willingness to block, but you know you have receivers. That receivers room, they're willing to block and they're good at it. And that's not something I think Ben Johnson would toss away lightly. Do you think that? You think that weighs on him?
I think it always on him, definitely, especially with how much the running game has meant to this team and how I'm sure they're going to lean on it next year. I believe it's going to be DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga again, but even if it's not, it's still going to be a major factor for them. And having those bigger bodied receivers, like DJ's got some mass on him. He's a thicker guy, and same with Rome. He's willing to block as well. So it all comes down to those details with Ben Johnson, and you know that all of that weighs on the decisions to bring in these impactful players and keep them around.
Brendan Shagrew is my guest. Before I let you go, Brendan, I want to ask you two questions. One is, Kevin Byard, Jaquan Brisker, Nashawn Wright, which of those come back?
I believe Kevin Byard is definitely coming back. Ryan Poles doesn't make that comment that he does at his end of year press conference where he says, you know, I'm motivated, or I can't remember specifically, but he said essentially, you want to bring somebody like that back, and for what he means to the team. Kevin Byard's talked about it as well. You talk about another guy who's durable, who doesn't miss a game, doesn't miss a practice, but also the veteran leadership that he provides. The team captain who breaks down the team every single game before in the pregame huddle. It feels like both sides are motivated to get a deal done. I believe they will. As for Nashawn Wright, I don't see him back at this point. I just think there's other needs on this team. He kind of faded as the year went along. He did come through in some big turnover moments, but his coverage was so up and down that it's just tough to pay somebody like that when you already have money tied into Jalen Johnson. Keep in mind, the Bears have Zay Frazier coming back. They spent a fifth-round pick on him. We'll kind of see how he kind of gets into the mix a little bit next training camp. And then as far as Brisker goes, I'm kind of up in the air in him, 50-50. I think it's more likely that he leaves. You know, people have short memories, or they remember the last thing they see. And in Brisker's case, it was good because he had just hit the performance of his life against the Rams with a double-digit tackle game, having a sack, having a few pass breakups. So I can definitely see a team paying him more money than what the Bears are willing to offer him. It just doesn't seem like if they had to choose, they would definitely pick Byard and maybe draft somebody while letting Brisker go. He had a good season overall. It was great to see him stay healthy, but it just feels like they're going to prioritize some other players.
All right, last question, Brendan. I really appreciate you joining me today. The Patriots and the Seahawks, who wins tomorrow in a game the Bears should have been in, and why?
Boy, could you imagine just Super Bowl week with the Bears? The
2 weeks!
Would have
two
been
weeks.
Incredible.
2 weeks! Yeah, would have been great. Man. San Francisco, Haight Ashbury. Dude, we'd be sparking up all the time.
But there you go.
But
there you
not
go. As far as the game it goes, I remember watching Seattle at the end of the regular season and just being terrified of what they provide both offensively and defensively, and that has not changed. If anything, they've only gotten scarier as the postseason went on. Matthew Stafford needed to have a perfect game to even just have the Rams in position to win, and they couldn't do that. I just don't see Drake May living up to that expectation. For as good as he's been, for as good as Mike Vrabel's been, I give the Patriots a ton of credit, but the Seahawks are just a massive juggernaut right now. Sam Darnold has gotten the monkey off his back in terms of showing up in big games, and I think Seattle wins. This is going to be just one hell of a redemption arc for number 14.
All right, I'll tell you why you're wrong, because the winner is going to be New England, because I picked the coach I want to have beer and pizza with, and that's Mike Vrabel, and that's the winner of the Super Bowl. That's how it goes, just so you know. Okay.
Okay. That's a great pick. If we're going by that, then Patriots all the way. Vrabel, think of the stories you would hear. Did you read, by the way, not to go off a tangent, did you read the story in SI this week about him just chugging a bunch of C4s in practice with those like insane energy drinks just because?
Yes. And that's what he does. And somebody made a crack about doing C12. And that's how much he was doing. And at the same time, I love Mike Vrabel because one of the things he hates, we played it last week, one of the things he hates is people who don't return carts in the grocery store parking lots. And he hates people and will confront them if they park in the handicapped spot in front of Starbucks, because they in their yoga pants were only going to run in for just to get my thing real quick. And like, he hates that. And so I love Mike Vrabel. So beer and pizza with Mike Vrabel. Nothing against Mike McDonald, but having the same name as a guy who I think ruined the Doobie Brothers makes me want to be with Mike Vrabel, and so I'm rooting for them. And that's why they're going to win. It's as scientific as EPA. That's the way I look at it, Brendan.
I love it. I love it.
Thanks for joining me. I appreciate you taking time today. I hope to talk to you throughout the year as the Bears make moves.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks again. Really appreciate it.
All right. Brendan Chagrou of Bears Wire, part of the USA Today network. Good stuff. Like talking with him. He had not been on Saturday Suckage. He broke Suckage Maiden. We're going to take a break. Come back. Pitchers, catchers report for the Cubs, such as they are this week. And I have baseball stories. It's always nice to share baseball stories. Spring training. You feel warm when you say spring training, pitchers and catchers report, and it's the most overrated thing ever, except you feel warmer. It's going to be, 17 degrees now, whatever it is. When you say pitchers and catchers report, you feel warmer. So I have baseball stuff. And then at the top of the hour, I have Super Bowl trivia that I'm going to run by that man, Tyler Farron.
I love it. I'm ready for it. Super Bowl weekend is one of my favorite weekends of the year.
All right. I got questions for you. I got stuff. For now, this is Chicago Sports Radio. 104.3, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Saturday Suckage on The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Yep. Running down the road, trying to loosen my load. I'm not even going to tell you, Tyler, because you already know. I stood on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. I was such a fine sight to see. I have a t-shirt. Otter over there has a t-shirt. And we're going to do that again.
I think I play this song at least once every time I produce for you.
Just to do that. Yeah. And we're going to go stand on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Some trip we're going to go down Route 66 or what it used to be as we make our way west and do that. But that's not why you called. We are trying to get close to Winslow, Arizona, because spring training is going to start this week. Cubs pitchers and catchers report on Wednesday. How about some spring training warmth? I have stories. I want to bring you stories. Things. You know, we are the home of the Cubs. You can hear Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Zach Zaidman in crystal clear high fidelity on 104.3. You know, for the home opener, now that we're 104.3 FM, John Cusack should take me out to the ballgame, right? He's a Cubs fan, and he would be interviewed by Pat Hughes, but he was in the movie High Fidelity. So it should be Cusack now to celebrate the Cubs on FM 104.3 Score. But that's not why he called. So in advance of spring training, there's something about the love of baseball. It speaks to the connective tissue of generations. It binds baseball fans. So I bring you an example of that kind of connective tissue, baseball history, and also a reason why you should follow Ryan Spader, Ace of Spader, on Twitter, or X, or whatever they're calling it. He posted this on Thursday, and I just love this whole part of it. Justin Verlander was in the league with Julio Franco, okay, who was intentionally walked by Jim Cott, who allowed a pair of hits to Ted Williams, who made his big league debut against Lou Gehrig, who hit 4 home runs off Walter Johnson, who once beamed Cy Young, who debuted in 1890, the final season played by Deacon White, who had the first hit in MLB history. That's it. That's the connective history that baseball provides.
That's a lot of dots we got to connect.
It is, right? But I just connected them for you. Well, Ryan Spader did. He's a great follow. If you're a baseball fan, baseball history, baseball numbers, comes highly recommended by Christopher Kamka, the salty local Sultan of the Stat. It's great stuff. So I have a, here's one more story. Keep you warm. It's from Vin Scully. He should be telling this, but Vinny left us, so he can't. But this is courtesy of Jim Konigsberger. And this came after legendary Cubs manager, just a baseball lifer, baseball figure, Don Zimmer, passed away. Vinny tells this story. One year, I actually wore a Dodger uniform and sat quietly in the Dodger dugout. They were playing the Chicago Cubs, and Don Zimmer was the Cubs manager. I had asked for permission to do it, and I didn't think anybody except some of the Dodgers players knew I was even in the dugout because I crept in right after the anthem. I sat there with my cap pulled down over my brow, arms folded at my chest, and I wasn't going to make a move. This is Vin Scully, like living out a dream, getting into his baseball pants and his Dodger uniform, and he's sitting on the bench. And it's a game against the Cubs, who were managed by Zimmer. And Vinny goes on. At the end of half an inning, the late John Vukovich, who was the first base coach for the Cubs, ran by the Dodgers dugout, the Dodgers, and he hollered, "Vinny!" And he threw a ball to me. "I caught the ball," Vin Scully said. "And on the ball, it said, 'If a fight breaks out, I want you.' And it was signed Zimmer." I look over and the Cubs were just falling down on the bench in laughter. It was some secret that Scully was in the dugout, Scully says. But he was just wonderful. It was an honor, a pleasure, and a huge grace to have known Don Zimmer, believe me. That's Vinny telling the story on Vinny about former Dodger, former everything, Don Zimmer. He saw Scully in the dugout. "If a fight breaks out, I want you." That's just great. Take a break. When we come back, Super Bowl's upon us. So next hour, Super Bowl trivia, Super Bowl menus, and the debut of the Wake and Bake Club. Hey there, guys and gals, wakers and bakers, loadies and loaders. Wake and Bake Club will be meeting on Chicago Sports Radio, 104.3 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.